There are mixed reactions among people here in Islamabad on the return of Pervez Musharraf to the country's political scene. Residents like Azim Ehsan Kazi say perhaps Mr. Musharraf learned from his past mistakes and can bring a fresh perspective to the May 11 elections.
It's good for the all Pakistani nation. He came and gave us a new view, a new opinion, a new hope. Because there are a lot of parties in Pakistan, different opinion of them. But the Musharraf is good. I think he should try and come. It's good for him.
Others, like Saeed Asad Abbas, say Mr. Musharraf didn't do much for Pakistan during his 9 years in power and doubt he'll win much support in the elections.
Because no one is with him right now. Everyone has joined so many parties, and the people who were with him at that time, they have vanished, and no one is standing behind him or with him. I don't think so that it would be helpful for him.
Mr. Musharraf left Pakistan under fear of impeachment in 2008 after he clashed with the Supreme Court, suspended the Constitution, and imposed a state of emergency. There are still legal cases against him pending in the courts. Speaking at a news conference in the southern city of Karachi, the former military ruler appeared confident of his success.
At this point of time, I cannot give you the exact assessment, but I hope to win many seats. I cannot say, as it is said, that I will bring a tsunami. I cannot say that at the moment.
The former military commander insists he is the right person for Pakistan. Others are less sure. Mr. Musharraf will have just over 6 weeks to convince the country that he again deserves to play a political role in Pakistan's future. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.